Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. There's a current discussion going on in Mendocino County and people soliciting signatures for voters to try and figure out what to do with approximately 88 acres just at the very north edge of Ukiah in the county as opposed to the city limits, about an eighth of a mile north of the Raley's Shopping Center. The goal of the property owners is to have that 88 acres rezoned from industrial to commercial with the idea of building a shopping center. Part of the problem is that DDR, Developers Diversified Realty, that owns it, has a stock portfolio that's dropped from approximately $90 per share in value to about $2 per share in value in the past year and a half. In this edition of Radio Curious, we're going to visit with Guinness McFadden, a longtime resident of Mendocino County, a farm owner, grape producer in northern Potter Valley, who is a member of a committee called SOL, Save Our Local Economy, which has a website at www.nomegamall.com. Guinness McFadden is one of the spokespersons for SOL, Save Our Local Economy. Guinness, welcome to Radio Curious.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
From your perspective, in terms of having looked at this issue, what do you see as some of the problems?
Well, this issue has been before us for a number of years, and it first appeared when Masonite was sold to DDR. The Board of Supervisors was 2-2, two in favor of, two not in favor of this development, with one person saying to be neutral. But that one person, every act that he did on the Board of Supervisors indicated that he was in favor of the thing.
And you're talking about retired Supervisor Jim Wartenberger.
Correct. Supervisor Delbar was strongly in favor of it. Supervisor Pinchas was strongly in favor of it. Supervisor Smith and Colfax were against it. The recent supervisorial elections ousted Delbar. Wartenberger retired and was replaced by John McCowan, who is opposed to it. The person that defeated Delbar, Carrie Brown, is opposed to the development. So that leaves a 4-1 fairly strong majority against allowing DDR to rezone the property and put in this mega mall that they have planned. Therefore, DDR's people realized that they were not going to be able to put this one over on the county by rushing it through the Board of Supervisors. They decided to have this initiative. And the initiative is a vote of all the people in the county. They have to get a certain number of signatures. They started doing it about a week or 10 days ago, standing outside of places where people go in and out of the various supermarkets and post offices around the area.
Well, let's talk about those people and what they say to the passersby. From what I've been given to understand, some of what they say about the proposals in the petition are not true.
Well, first of all, most of the time that I have been approached, and I go into those stores a fair amount, I'm asked, am I a registered voter in the county? And my first response was, yes, are you? And I always get, no, I'm not a registered voter in the county. And I said, well, what do you want? And he says, well, would you like to clean up the Masonite site? And I said, is that what that initiative's about? And they said, yes. So I said, let me look at it, because they have to have the initiative with them. It's a 300-and-some-page stack of papers that has plans to rezone the property from industrial to mixed-use, retail, residential. And it's voluminous in content. But page 42, if anybody looks at it carefully, says that basically, if conditions warrant, they can really do anything they want to, regardless of what the plan that they have in the initiative says.
I think that's of particular importance from my experience as an attorney being involved in the initiative process. they can do whatever they want. That means they're not setting up a plan. That I interpret that to mean that there's no check by the adjoining property owners through the governmental process, the city of Ukiah, or the county planning process in Mendocino County.
Absolutely correct. One of the problems with the initiative process in this regard, if it's being misused like this, is that it puts into force of law land use ordinances which are totally beyond the control of the local governmental agencies. The local governmental agencies being reflections of the will of the people. The people voted for the supervisors who have come on the board largely because of their opposition to this Masonite thing. And yet these people are doing an end run around the process that the county has. California Environmental Quality Act, which some people like, some people don't act, but it does give attention to the environmental effects of any development that occurs in the county. And it has absolutely no force in this particular instance. This whole thing has escalated beyond an argument as to whether we want a big box store or a Costco or a Target or a Kohl's or what have you.
Where's the escalation?
Say again?
Where's the escalation? What is
the escalation is that the initiative seeks to circumvent the orderly process of planning that the people of Mendocino County have put into place to make sure that we, the people in this county, have a say through our elected officials on the planning department and the planning commission and the board of supervisors as to how this county is going to develop it.
So again, from the understanding that I have, having studied and actually been involved with a number of other initiatives in the history of this county in the past 30-plus years, this initiative gives absolute control on the zoning. And what they say in their proposed initiative in the specific plan, which is how they describe what they want to do, and I quote, "The specific plan is designed to provide flexibility in the arrangement of land uses to respond to the market at the time the development occurs. All uses, site plans, and descriptions shown within the specific plan are conceptual and subject to change."
Blank check. If the initiative passes, and it might pass on the strength of their assertion that that will mean that we'll get a Costco or that the Masonite plot will be cleaned up and you won't have the concrete slabs that are there that are so offensive to some people, it gives them a blank check basically to do anything they want to. It also removes them from responsibility for anything to do with roads, ingress and exit from their little project. And they, DDR, have gotten into disputes with local governments all over the country about having to put up the money to improve the roadways that need to be improved by virtue of the fact that they were going to have a parking lot to hold 3,000 cars. And 3,000 cars in one place in this little community creates a huge problem at the upper end of Ukiah. They say in their traffic plan that there will be seven stoplights from Midtown Ukiah up to this project. It'll be a nightmare.
Actually,
and they don't care.
Actually, it's not Midtown, Guinness. It's from Ford Road, which is the southern parallel of the Rayleigh Shopping Center, to Oro Springs Road, a quarter mile north.
Well, I consider that Midtown as opposed to downtown, but
okay. Well, while we're talking about your considerations, I want to say that in this edition of Radio Curious, we're visiting with Guinness McFadden, a longtime farmer and wine grower from northern Powder Valley. This is Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. Guinness, you said near the beginning of our conversation in your comments about encountering the petition circulators that you go into these stores a fair amount. What's the problem with having Costco and Target in this proposed mega mall?
Well, I think a lot of people really like Costco. It's a place where you can go and get large quantities of things at small unit prices. You can go broke saving money in those places. I myself always spend a lot of money when I go in there. And a lot of people I know regularly go to Santa Rosa to shop, to go to Costco. And I don't begrudge Costco being here at all. That's another argument to be held at another time to see how Costco is going to affect the businesses in downtown Ukiah. But I don't think that Costco necessarily is going to go there. Costco was planning to go south of Walmart in Ukiah. There's actually a plan that Costco paid to have made that showed the actual building. But as soon as DDR bought Masonite, Costco backed out. Obviously, DDR convinced Costco that it was in their interest to hold off and not deal with the city of Ukiah and site themselves there. But they looked forward to the day when they could just get themselves set up on this new Masonite property.
So it's not Costco. It's not the type of store. It's the physical location of where it's proposed.
Yes. Yes. There are 95-some acres in the city of Ukiah that are zoned for this kind of use. And it's already been considered by the local governments, and it's already there. The one thing that has to be done, I think, to make this more of a doable situation that the county of Mendocino and the city of Ukiah can both benefit from is a tax-sharing plan so that new businesses that go into the city limits of Ukiah and the resultant tax benefits that come to Ukiah can be shared on an agreed basis with the county. That way you won't have this fight of the county wanting to accrue to themselves all the increased sales tax revenue on things that are developed in the county lands to the detriment of the city of Ukiah. It's though it will remove this antagonistic position between the two of them. And I think the present makeup of the Board of Supervisors and the City Council of Ukiah is such that they're going to make up that agreement, and it'll be less of an issue in the future.
Let's talk about signs. From what I've been given to understand in interpreting the proposed plans, they can have some pretty big signs if this project goes through under the terms of the blank check, carte blanche, specific plan.
The county and the city have limits on the size of signs, the kind of signs, and the signs that are proposed in this development that's proposed by DDR are far in excess of the limits that the county and the city have deemed to be fair and reasonable. I think we all read signs when we're driving along the road, but you get to a point where the size of the sign and the nature of the sign is just too imposing, and it really detracts from your drive, if nothing else. You know,
Stay with the signs there for a minute.
Okay.
My understanding is that they can have a sign 100 feet wide and 50 feet tall. The Savings Bank main office in Ukiah, catty corner from the courthouse, is 50 feet tall from ground to top.
100 feet tall is a 10-story building in most towns. That's a large sign. And there are a lot of things that people would rather look at, like the hills around Ukiah, than a 10-story sign saying, come in here and spend the monies that we'll take to some other place and won't stay in Mendocino County. That's another issue having to do with the small businesses versus the big box stores. People sometimes don't think about it, but the money that they spend in one of these stores like Walmart or Costco goes to their corporate headquarters. 15% of that money stays here in the local area. Up to 65% of the money that's spent in locally owned stores stays in the area. Locally owned stores use local lawyers, they use local architects, they use local plumbers and carpenters, and they buy supplies locally, they hire local people. Everything is more local, and the multiplier effect of monies that are spent in local stores is far more beneficial to a local area than the meager multiplier effect that these big box stores, these stores that are run by corporations from other areas, dole out to their employees on a minimum wage basis for the most part.
This program, which we recorded on Monday, April 20th, we recorded this program on Monday, April 20th, and it appears today that the signature gatherers are gone. They went away, not to be seen. That could tell us two things. One is that they've given up and gone home. The other is that they may have gathered what they think are sufficient signatures. Can you describe the process for people who may have signed the petition and now reconsidered and don't want their name to be counted?
Yes. I know of at least 10 people who have signed that petition thinking that all it was to clean up Masonite. And I have given them copies of a letter that I believe the copies of are on that website, Soul.
The website of www.nomegamall.com?
Yes.
Or if people have questions, it's Soul, S-O-L-E, at pacific.net.
The form letter to Susan Ranicek of the county.
The county clerk recorder.
The county clerk recorder is on that. It can be downloaded. The person can sign their name as they would sign the petition and print it and send it in. They don't have to do it in person. They'll compare the signatures. And what it basically does is cite the code that allows people to have their signature withdrawn once they've signed and they can unsign themselves. And a lot of people are doing that.
What's important is that those requests have to be received before the petitions are filed with the county clerk recorder. And since everybody's gone, we don't know whether they went home or whether they have their petitions that they think are adequate and may be filing them at some point in the future.
Correct.
So if they file them in one sense with approximately 3,100 valid signatures, that would put this issue on the ballot in June of 2010. If they file it with twice that amount, approximately 6,200 signatures, that would allow for a special election in November of this year.
Correct, as I understand it.
So that makes a difference as to when and how this might be resolved. You want to talk about that?
Well, I think this is above my pay grade and knowledge so far as knowing the patterns of voters, but as I understand it, special elections attract a certain demography and general elections another. And I think that the June election in 2010 would be good in a way because it would give more time to prepare to fight it. On the other hand, the November election might be good, too, because people who come out for elections are really strongly concerned about one side or the other. And I think that people in Mendocino County are of a bent that I think this thing will be defeated, either one.
So this is a countywide issue.
Absolutely.
What difference does it make to people in Wallala or Mendocino, Fort Bragg or Westport or perhaps even Laytonville that this would happen here in River City, Ukiah, as some of us call it?
Well, some people would think that, okay, well, it'll reduce the travel time to Santa Rosa from Laytonville or Fort Bragg or some of the other cities on the coast. There are other people that are going to say, well, if this thing goes in Ukiah, you can say goodbye to downtown Laytonville and a lot of the stores in Fort Bragg because they're just going to go out of business because a lot of people will come to Ukiah to go to this mall. Now, frankly, I don't think this mall is going to be built in the foreseeable future because, as you said at the beginning of the program, DDR's fortunes and the fortunes of all mall owners around the United States have sunk into such a position that they're not going to build any more malls. Malls are going out of business right and left. And what they're trying to do, I think, by this rezoning, is increase the value of that property by five or sixfold because the zoning will be such that it's worth more. And then they're going to try to sell it to someone else. They could care less about this area. They could care less about bringing stores in here. What they want to do is squeeze as much money out of this deal before it goes completely sour for them as possible.
Well, those are some pretty bold statements. What's the basis for them?
Now, that's a good question. I've asked the county planning department the value of a piece of ground that's zoned for mixed use in retail as opposed to a piece of ground zoned industrial, and it's five or six times. It's as simple as that.
And your statements that they don't really care about Ukiah and Mendocino County?
Well, if I were running a company whose stock went from 70 to 2, do you think I would be running around trying to build new malls? No.
Nor would you be talking to me.
Or you wouldn't be talking to me. I mean, I do have a reputation to protect.
I think we can cut that part out.
Oh, God, that was one of my best remarks.
Well, Guinness McFadden, spokesperson for NoMegaMall.com and Seoul Save Our Local Economy, if you were judging the strategy of DDR, an Ohio-based corporation that has stock which has radically plummeted in the past 18 months, how would you characterize or judge their strategy?
Well, I think they're exhibiting the height of cynicism, approaching this cow county as though it's inhabited by a bunch of yokels that are just going to be blown away by their slick blandishments about how they want to have a green thing here and walkways there. I think they don't realize that this county is full of people who have been born here or who have come here, who stay here because they like the way things are. We're not saying this is no growth, but we like the slower pace of life. We like the volume of traffic that we don't have to deal with all the time. If this thing goes in as proposed by DDR, this mall, if you like the traffic in Santa Rosa, you're going to love the traffic in Ukiah because it's just going to explode in magnitude. If you can imagine a 3,000-car parking lot having cars going in and out of it all day, 7 days a week, you know what I mean. But the people who stay here, we enjoy the clean air and all of that business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. What we may miss going to Costco. We may miss a Trader Joe's. We may miss going to a Giants game. We may miss going to the San Francisco Opera. Whatever we miss, we can get to those places on the occasion that we want to take advantage of them. But in the meantime, we live here in a community that's wonderful, and frankly, we just don't appreciate somebody from Ohio or wherever their corporate headquarters is coming in here and thinking they can just roll us over. That's their strategy and their tactics, and I think they're going to realize they're going to run into a buzzsaw.
So how can someone get more information? Who should they contact? Well, and what are the contact numbers?
Seoul, Save Our Local Economy, has an email, soul@pacific.net.
That's S-O-L-E.
S-O-L-E. And we have a website, nomegamall.com, all one word. We also have a P.O. box, Post Office Box 1530, Ukiah, 95482. And if anybody wants to send us anything at any of those places, we're more than interested in hearing your opinions. We're looking for help because this is going to be a war. If they have gotten the signatures they need to get, and this thing goes on the ballot, we're going to have untruth after untruth being blasted at the voting public here in the county, and we're just going to have to do all we can to counter the untruth with truth.
Well, Guinness McFadden, I want to thank you for being with us on Radio Curious, and I have two questions. One is, can you share with us an interesting concept or idea or philosophy that you've learned lately?
I'm 71 years old, and I just learned to text. So I'm a child of the 21st century now, and I text all the time. I've got one of those cell phones that if you want to do the C, you have to hit it three times, and I see kids doing it like that. I don't have one of those telephones, but I love texting. There's only one person I text, And when my phone rings and it's a text, I know who it's from immediately. I haven't told my children that I know how to text because they'd be overwhelming me with texts.
And how about an interesting book that you've read lately?
I just finished David McCullough's Life of John Adams. And if anybody wants to read about a true father of our country, read that. The HBO series with Paul Giamatti and Laura Linney is outstanding and is so true to that book that it's incredible. But I'd read the book, too.
Guinness McFadden, thank you for being with us on Radio Curious.
My pleasure. I'm always curious what this place is like.
Guinness McFadden is a Potter Valley rancher and wine grower. He's a member of the steering committee and a spokesman for Soul, Save Our Local Economy. You can contact that group at SOLE@pacific.net or by snail mail at Box 1350, Ukiah, California, 95482. You may also visit their website at www.nomegamall.com. The book that Guinness McFadden recommends is The Life of John Adams by David McCullough. Copies of this and other editions of Radio Curious can be found on our website, www.radiocurious.org. There are over 750 archives on our website, radiocurious.org. And I'm honored to tell you that Radio Curious is now part of the collection at the Library of Congress. We appreciate your cards, ideas, and letters, and do enjoy hearing from you. The email is curious@radiocurious.org. The postal address is 700 West Smith Street, Ukiah, California, 95482. The phone is 707-621-5075. Ignacio Ayala is the assistant producer. I'm host and producer Barry Vogel. Thank you for listening.